Yesterday, I received a response to numerous letters that I had written to the Permanent Secretary, Mr. Peter May, the Permanent Secretary for the Department of Infrastructure. And as I read yesterday, I became increasingly concerned that it confirmed my frustration and concern that the A5 would suffer as a consequence of the political impasse at Stormont. That has become a reality, and the letter absolutely confirms that. That is the sad reality of this letter. I'm very, very concerned about the level of cuts that is coming and about the uncertainty for the project in the future. In a two-year period, there should have been £53 million spent. That is not the case. There has only been £13 million spent. This year, there should have been £40 million allocated to the A5. And in the letter that I received yesterday, the Permanent Secretary has confirmed that £30 million will be cut from this scheme. That is a very, very worrying development, and it just shows where the prioritisation for this vital roads project lies. We cannot have any more delays. We can't have any more excuses. There should be no more uncertainty. It was left prior to the Assembly collapsing that there was money ring-fenced for this project to complete Phase 1, and now we're sitting in a situation where we're not even going to see the allocated funds, although they weren't nowhere near where they should be, even put into the scheme. £10 million is all that's going to be allocated this year. The scheme's costing £800 million. £10 million is a teardrop in the ocean, and it is nowhere near where we need to be at this stage. And people out there need to listen to what the message is from Stormont at the minute. There's arguments about equality and the lack of equality in Stormont, but what about the equality for the people west of the ban? What about the equality for the people that have lost their loved ones or their family members on that road? What about the equality for our business people, for the local economy, and for the people that have lived here for all their lives that haven't had their first slice of the cake? That's the equality agenda that I'll be fighting, because I believe the A5 will unlock major, major issues west of the ban. But when I read letters like this that confirm my concerns today, it shows very, very clearly that the priority that we're all hearing about of the A5 from Stormont is not the case. And it's going to take representatives west of the ban to unite, put their differences aside and prioritise this argument for the A5 to see it go forward. Now, in the next few weeks, I will be meeting with the Permanent Secretary. I'm meeting with the Permanent Secretary next week in relation to this exact matter, because I was concerned about this for some time. And I'm also going to be meeting with the Irish Government, because the Irish Government are set to recommit their original funds in excess of £400 million towards the A5 upgrade. So that's welcome news coming from the south, and there's very strong vibes that that's going to be the case. But now on the northern side, from the Northern Ireland Assembly, where the Permanent Secretary is now in control because we have no executive, we're hearing that the money has been cut. That's major, major, majorly concerning for the people west of the ban, the people of this island.
And do you think losing out in this here scheme as well, it's only the people who's going to suffer from it? Because, as you say, the people in the past who have unfortunately lost their families on this road, there's going to be more people probably suffering.
We will continue to suffer, and we will continue to suffer because of the complete ineptitude of the two larger parties to get back into government and deal with these issues. There's so much at stake, there's so much to be lost, and no one out there should ever underestimate just what is at stake during this current political impasse. There's no certainty about the future of the Assembly, and certainly on that basis, no certainty for the future of the A5. That gives me some great concern. The A5 is the most important, and I cannot stress this enough, the most important, most vital piece of infrastructure for this island. It will open up the entire west, the northwest of this island, and it will link Derry to Dublin. We need this infrastructure. We need it to improve the standards of our roads. We need it to save lives, to prevent casualties, to prevent carnage, but to bring about investment, meaningful investment that will open up this island in a way that it hasn't been for some years. My constituency in West Tyrone will benefit massively from the A5. But my constituency at the minute of West Tyrone, from one end of Ballygolly to the other end of nearly Derry, we will lose most. That cannot continue. I want to see not only just the money that was to be ring-fenced there, but I want to see it increased, and I want to see a serious commitment, a financial commitment to the project. Not telling us that now, oh, just to be seen to prioritise it, we'll throw £10 million in when we should have actually spent £53 million in the last 2 years. We've only spent £13 million. This money has now went to other projects, possibly east of the ban, which does not shock me or anyone else if that's the case, because everything seems to prioritise east of the ban. The west of the ban has been completely neglected. For a six-county region, it is absolutely disgraceful that the people west of the band, people in my constituency and the northwest as well, are being left high and dry as a consequence of the complete political failure to keep Stormont functioning.